Hello, hello.
Hello.
How are we doing?
It's good.
Yeah. All right, I'm just doing a little bit of cleanup here in the repo. Closed. It's good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Philip.
Hello,
how are you doing?
Hello.
You're dark here yet so far.
Yeah, I'm trying.
No. Yeah. There you go. Just a reminder, the recording is on.
Yes.
Okay. So honestly, I don't have much to say today.
Okay.
I got the draft 4 sent to IETF, so that's posted. That was really my goal. It's been kind of a busy couple of weeks for me, so I haven't contributed anything else yet at this point. But I'm open for discussions of any kind. I'd love to hear what you're working on and how things have gone so far.
Yeah.
So, anything?
Oh,
anyone?
Yes. Yes, I have. But Philip-san, maybe you can start.
I'm messing with my camera. I don't know why.
Go ahead.
You can see me. So
while you're messing, that's just fine. It's fine.
Oh,
yeah. There I can see you.
Yeah.
I will just say that I'd like to probably focus on a few more, you know, spec changes that we've talked about. Something like the tags or the text or the rel. I mean, we had a thing about ref. I'm not sure is ref actually in the spec? It may not be. Want to make sure that's cleaned up. So those are still minor things. I don't have anything major at this point. I want to work a little bit on my translator app that uses ALPS to generate other elements, but that's probably going to not happen until at least November for me. So I just have some minor things to be working on. Nothing urgent at the moment. So that's me. That's all I have. Next.
You can see me, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So if you have time, Mike, we may go through it is. I opened an issue and I'm just about post a reply, but you can talk it. And of course, if you have any feedback on the tool, on YAML transformation.
Yeah, I haven't run the profile collection against the YAML thing yet, but I'll try to do that next week.
Okay, don't worry.
Yeah. I gotta do the install the proper way now, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still trying.
No, you're good. You're totally good. We shouldn't have to build anyway.
It's not good. It should be. It's supposed to be much easier, but yeah, one thing after another thing.
That's right. One at a time.
Yeah, one at a
no
time.
No worries.
That's the word.
Yeah. Yeah. You say one thing after another, right? It's the same thing, right? Cool. That's it?
I'm just checking GitHub and
okay.
For now, that's it on my side.
Cool. Okay. Kariyama?
Yeah, I have some. First of all, about RFC.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's about a link. Yes, it's about a link.
Okay.
Yeah. Last time we discussed about link because under then we can have a multiple link, right? In array, in array form. But if we see the 228 link in RFC, so there's no mention about we can have a multiple or single item or.
Are you talking about the web linking spec?
No, I can paste the link here.
Okay.
Yeah. 2 to 8 link.
Oh, I get it. Okay, very good. Okay.
The element that identify the link, but there's no mention about that this is a single item or multiple item.
Yeah, I see.
Because we discussed our last time about the parent link we discussed. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And then, yeah. So I implement the
I need to. Yeah, let's do share screen if you want.
Oh,
that's
easier. Sure. Yeah.
There you go. It's easier. Sorry.
This one. Yeah, can you see that?
Yep.
This one, this link.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this item, is about the data created.
Yep.
Yeah, this parent's a blog posting. So we can have a link like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe this date created in another places like this. So this should be a multiple.
Yes.
And then, so I couldn't see in the in the document. That's my question.
Yeah, there's no reference to that. That I think you did bring that up last time. That just needs to be clarified because what you're writing in the example is perfectly right.
Yeah, yeah. Because so I created the schemas, so schema needs a correct definition.
Yeah. So if it's okay, I'm going to just for documentation put it in as a new issue, and I'll make that a priority to change the language to make it clear that the link can be an array.
Yeah.
Originally, we wrote this as only XML, so it didn't, it didn't come up as a clarifying issue. But we'll make sure it's cleaned up. Mm. And that will be important for YAML and for JSON.
Mm. Okay, and also I want to hear from you about the update. What is the new topic for the spec 4?
Say again. I'm sorry, I was typing.
Yeah, I want to have an explanation from you.
Yeah.
About your new RFC. What's the difference? The new one and the old one.
So the one that I just submitted?
Yeah.
Yeah, the difference is the four things we talked about last week.
Yeah.
So it has title. It has a rel as part of a descriptor.
Right.
It has just some text cleanups. There was someone that submitted some typos and some other things. So there were actually two elements. There were four issues closed, two of them related to title. One was rel and descriptor, and the other one was text cleanup.
Oh, it's clear. Clarify.
If you follow the link that I posted in the news group to the IETF, there's actually a diff option that shows you what changed from the previous edition too. I should have posted the diff. I'll get in the habit of doing that.
Yeah, understood. My question is over. And then I want to share. I want to share some improvements of the schemas.
Okay, let me finish this issue and assign it to me so that I don't forget.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
May I?
Yeah.
I just want to go back to the link because I would say it can be an array or it can be just one object or just one primitive or object, because if you say it must be an array, that there could be an array of just one item, and the same applies to descriptor and extension and dog. It's not just link. Actually, the validator and transformer handles it this way. It can be an array. And if it's not array, it's just one element, and that's it.
Yeah. I think that's right. I'll make sure to explain it that way as well, that it could be whatever the word is, I forget what it is, you know, a single element, or it could be, appear as an array.
Yeah, right? And I think a flipper point very good, because so previously, I think we talk about the descriptor in the array, and my question was, if we have a multiple relation, how can I describe it? And that time, maybe Mike told me, so we have like here, like a space something like this. Do you remember
that? Uh-huh.
So yeah. How can I say that?
I know what you mean. I have tended to say, try to keep things like the rel as just a space delimited, rather than as expressed as an array.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open to discussing it, but I think the elements are a little bit different. So descriptors and links and that sort of thing. So I've tried to keep them separate. If I'm open to discussion on that, but I think they're a little bit different. Yeah.
So this space separated relation is still valid, right?
Yes. Yeah, for the properties.
Yeah, for the properties. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I made the note too on the making sure that it's both for the link element for descriptors and other things, right?
Right.
Okay.
Actually, just looking at the document, Kuriyama. It's shared. It can have if you make it like general policy, it could have four elements, not for the rel, for the main elements. It could have interesting impact on ALPS document itself, because if you make it this way, then you see ALPS, and then there is just one object, then there could be an array of ALPS documents. I'm not saying it's useful, just looking at this and thinking about it loudly.
Yeah. I've actually kind of pressed for the notion of having ALPS as the head element so that you could put other things in. I hadn't thought about the idea of multiple, you know, array ALPS, but that might be a creative thing to explore at some point.
Mm.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
I'm not saying it's useful. Just,
right. Right.
I've noticed that many specifications, JSON LD, for example, they usually say it can be an array or an object or whatever else. It's not hard to parse it, to produce it, and it's easier than to. I think the motivation is to avoid having many arrays of just one item. That's the only motivation.
Oops, did my sound go out?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so that's on my side.
Okay, I'm back, I think. I lost the sound for a minute.
Okay, I was just finishing with that the only motivation for this is to don't have many arrays of just one element.
Right. Gotcha.
That's all.
Makes sense. I agree. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Okay.
Can I move to the next topic?
Yes.
Yeah. And I want to talk about the schema, more schemas.
Okay.
Yes. And also I have some proposal.
Okay.
And first of all, just I use a schema here in the, this is our official profiles in the GitHub, right?
Okay, yeah.
You know this one, right? And then maybe we put here, the schemas, right? And then this is a body, we see like this, right? And then, so what about this one? And we put this one here, but then become like this. What's the problem? Problem is this is a here, descriptor. This is not S, right?
What's the problem again? Say again. Missing this required S. Descriptor.
Yeah, not descriptors.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we could know because this this schema requires at least a single descriptor, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. Like that. Yeah. But then, it's okay. But if we made something different, like title, this is not valid, but there's no error because we allow, this is, title is kind of like optional.
Yeah.
Then we allow any element is valid officially, right? Any element can be optional. We can add.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
So we can know this is also the valid ALPS document, right?
Right.
So even if we mistyped, right? And then, so my proposal is, so we can have like our two schemas. One is like official schemas, the basic schema.
Okay.
Yeah, basic schema allow any element like that.
Okay.
But the more strict schema doesn't allow. You need to define all property by yourself. Let's see the example, right? This is our basic schemas, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
We can write anything like object ID or something like this, right? And then with extendable schemas, this is not buried. ID is not buried, right?
Okay.
Yeah, and we need to define what is the object ID in schema or on the application schemas. If like here, like this, right? Object ID. And then this become a valid document.
So this has to do with the way schema validation works, right?
Yeah.
So you're suggesting changes to the spec so that it's easier to create schemas that are valid?
Yeah. So what I want to say is that user can choose two schemas.
Uh-huh.
One schema is like a basic schema. This allow anything. There's no error message. You can write anything. Mm-hmm. And another strict type, extendable schema.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add element, you need to define like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have a problem doing that as schema work, but I'm not sure it needs to go into the specification, does it?
Yeah, and then the consumer can know what is this object ID? What is the specification?
Yeah.
This should be string, this should be the integer, this should be enum, or like this.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to like a property, like a colors, maybe we can have like a red and or blue, like this.
Okay, I'm not seeing your typing when you do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't see the red or the blue.
Oh, really?
Okay, so I saw color pop up for a second there, but I didn't see.
But doesn't matter. Like this.
See, I see your help window.
Yeah.
Red, blue, press, but I don't see anything in the document.
A schema. It's here.
Yeah. It's a bit peculiar. But to get to the point, this has to do with how you want to use schema against ALPS, right? Like to validate ALPS documents, to make them more schema more strict or more loose, right?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that idea.
Yeah. Or also this gives the definition of the extendable and extended items.
Yeah, so that's the part I'm not quite getting. So you want to, how do you want to change the way extensions work? Is that right? Is that what you want to do?
So in ALPS document, you have we have an extend EXT.
Yeah.
That is about the ontology. That is all about the semantics, right?
Yeah.
This is about the specification.
Yeah.
The color.
Not quite following. Sorry.
Yeah, we can know what is the color in X or the attribute in ALPS document. Yeah,
right.
We can know the meaning, but we can't know those specification. The color only takes a red or a blue, not a yellow.
Right.
But we can express in schema more easier.
Yes, and
this
has to do with applying schema to ALPS. So I'm really trying to get to is, are you suggesting changes to the specification or are you just talking about how to use schema for ALPS?
I'm just suggesting like a best practice.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so would it be better to have our schemas here like this? Then we can know like this. This is also the embodied. So
again, I'm not seeing what you're typing. So I don't know what you mean by valid or invalid. What can you maybe just sort of stop sharing and then reshare? Maybe we just need to create a better connection on your screen share.
Yeah, I see.
Stop. Yeah, so let's try again.
Koreyama, do you suggest that there should be two schemes, one scheme to validate the document and another scheme to validate, let's say, a content of the document? Am I getting it right?
Oh, it's a bit different. I try explain again. Yeah? Yes.
Okay.
We provide the two schemas.
Okay.
Yes. And one schema is much simpler. User just can use, just paste official HTTP schema like this here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a simple schemas and easy, just paste. So user don't need any schema on their local files. No.
Okay.
Yes, and then another type schema, like this one. You need to have your own schema in local. This is an extension, like this.
Yeah.
This is extended, not original.
Uh-huh.
And then you change here. Like from here, from this one to this one, right?
Okay.
Yeah, this is more restricted.
Okay.
So you need to define everything in your local.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then this become invalid element.
Right. Spelling English, yes. There you go.
Yeah.
So this is, like you say, a best practice, which I'm okay with, but I will say, if you share with me this document
here
and I'm in Kentucky, I'm in trouble.
Yeah,
Because now I need to have your schema, or I don't under, you know, right? Or I, you know, right? We have to make sure if you're going to create schemas now, then and you have to also share the schemas, right?
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the point, because I'm creating my extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to share with my extension, with more strict, with our syntax.
Yeah.
So if I want to share with this minimum extension JSON, I should share with this schema document also.
Yeah.
That's why this was a connect, this is linked to the local files.
Right.
Same level. The basic one, just a link to the official Alps IO document.
Right.
And this can be improved automatically, right?
Yeah. So I'm fine with this as a best practice. And what I would really like is if you could sort of write this up as a best practice document, like maybe a document that says how to use schemas, you know, with Alps, right? JSON schema with Alps.
Yeah.
And I would like to see that and then share that, right? And then we can sort of work out details as people start to try it or use it, and they'll maybe have some additional questions. But I don't think we need to do anything to the specification, correct?
No,
we just need to have a best practice on the schema.
Not the specification. No.
Yeah. And so I think what would help me is seeing it written as a sort of a document, like a best practice document.
Yeah.
That would help me a lot.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
And then we have more freedom to have our own extension. Because we can
local.
Share.
You can have some local extensions, but remember the whole idea behind Alps is to share with others, right?
Right.
Let's make sure our practice doesn't make it so that I can no longer understand your Alps document, right?
Yeah. But
we just have to be prepared for this idea.
But in Alps document, I describe what is the color, the meaning, ontology.
Well, you don't describe it in Alps, right? You describe one, but then it's a structure that is not part of the Alps specification, right? Mm. So now I have to look somewhere else to understand it, right? And that's where the schema comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the schemas are local and I can't see them, then I don't understand them, right? So before about sharing these schemas is going to be important.
Yeah. Local means not like a local drive. This is the same level with the Alps document internet.
Yeah, so as a package, right, you're talking about?
Yeah.
That's fine.
So always, not only data. So I want to say not only data, please add a specification, data specification. Kind of like that.
Yeah, and then also I think that means that if I'm going to use your package, right?
Yeah.
If I'm going to use a package that has both, you know, schema inside as well as the schema outside, then I have to write a client that understands the concept of both things, right? Mm-hmm. I have to know that this schema is local. I have to know that schema is shared, right?
Yeah.
So as we build up this practice, we need to be explained to everyone how all these things work, right?
Yeah, but so maybe my wording is bad. Local, it's not like my local drive.
I understand, yeah, but it's specific. Okay. It's specific to this document, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because so now, if I consume this document, if you share this document with me, I have to understand all of the things around it. I have to understand if your document has a custom schema. If your document puts that custom schema in a folder called schema and a folder called extensions or whatever, I have to know all of that to be able to operate.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So just we need to make sure when we, you know, describe this to someone else, we do all of that. And I don't have a problem with doing any of that. I'm just saying that there's sort of some responsibility layers now for people. The phrase I use is you are creating something for people you have never met to solve problems you know nothing about, right? Mm. Like I don't know what you will be doing, right? So I have to design it in a way that explains as much as possible. That's all. I think that's right. And I see the value here in terms of better validation, better understanding in the editor, better human readable content. So I like it very much. Mm. It's very good. Mm. Are you comfortable in writing a kind of a best practice document? Is that something like, you know, in English? That's a challenge, right? That's going to be a big challenge, right?
But maybe I can write some like a very low text.
Right, I understand completely.
But yeah, but the expression is very horrible, I think.
Well, so even if you do it in Japanese and we use a terrible translator between we as a group, we can fix, right? We can make it better. That's fine. Yeah. So you can write in Japanese first and then we'll ask, right? Yeah. Right. That's what we do, right? That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me and sometimes embarrassing that English has become the sort of the technical language, right?
Yeah.
There's so many other languages in the world, right? Not French, not Spanish, you know, not Japanese, not German. So we'll need to deal with that. But I understand what you're working on. I like this. I don't know if Philip, you have any comment, but
right. For example, so if we have some unstable element, right? Like a text or a definition or a source something. And we can have temporary here. We can work with. Yeah. And then if that is fixed, we move to that element to the official one, the basic one.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Then we can remove like this.
Yep. I understand. Yes. And that's an extension approach I like very much.
Yeah.
Have the freedom to do it first and then eventually it's popular. Yes.
Yeah. Because now I'm creating the ARPS document in our team. Sometimes we are wondering, this is official or unofficial? This is ours or theirs? Something like that. And then, so RFC is only one official one.
Yeah.
And then maybe next one, like a text or something we are discussing, maybe, we can put here before RFC was fixed.
Yep.
Then, like that. So it's more like a basic extension under our team. It's like a three steps, something like that. And it's much easier with those like this.
Yes, I like this. I like this idea a lot. Yeah.
But I want to make a more simple. I want to we want to provide the simple version, just one schema linking. Then, so because of this schema, we need three files, like this is root files, and then this is ARPS top level element properties, and then this is a descriptor properties.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is because the JSON schema can't extend. Yep. They can combine, but there's no function of the extending. So that's why this is a bit tricky. And then I want to make it as simple as possible. And then I conclude maybe this version is the simplest. This schema is a read-only. So user don't touch, just a place here. And then this is a writable. And use the definition, root level, descriptor level. That's it. Yeah. But anyway, this is a bit complicated, more than basic one single schema. So my proposal is we provide two way. One is a basic, one is extendable. like this. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I understand. I think it's good. Somehow it needs to be sort of described out. So maybe you can work on that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think then more of us can see it, more of us can play with it, test it, use it, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And I think your experience with your group is going to, you know, be very valuable to explain how you're using it now, right?
Yeah.
Is that something you feel comfortable trying to write up?
I do.
Okay. We'll figure it out. You write it however you want, right? And then we'll figure out how to.
Good news is, this 1-2 years, the translation program improved very, very good.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, very good. So, it's like AI powered. Big difference.
Okay. As long as it's not my AI, because my AI is not so good. It's bad.
Yeah. But okay. Me, not improvement 2 years, not much. Very low. So I'm very sorry for the embarrassing my poor English every time.
You're fine. Your English is infinitely better than my Japanese. You are much better. Much, much better. Okay?
Yes.
Is there anything else we want to talk about today?
Finish?
I finish.
Yes.
Philip?
No. I'm just thinking about the schema thing. Kurema, just one question.
Yes.
What about XSD? Did you consider XSD? This is about how to validate ALPS plus JSON, but there is also ALPS plus XML. Did you think about it or no? It's just a question. I would be quite interested, but if there is no answer, it's okay. If there are the same issues with XSD as you have with JSON schema.
XSD, I think, has many of the same challenges.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, Philip, you are talking about our the JSON schema and the XSD.
Right.
Yeah, but I see that those two things are the same in terms that they allow you to JSON schema is for validating JSONs, XSD is for validating XMLs. JSON and XML, they can represent the ALPS document. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. I think I also want to work on the XSD after JSON schemas.
I'm not saying you should. I was just like curious if there is some connection or relations between this and XSD. If not, it's okay.
JSON schema is much simpler.
You think simpler? Yeah.
Just on the XSD, so we have a multiple way to reach the same goals, I think.
Yeah.
XSD has a more complicated specification, but both can include a specification. Both are very similar.
Yeah.
But I think eventually I want to move to the XML, everything. Currently, everything
is JSON. You want to move from JSON to XML?
Yes, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Because the writing is more easier, I think.
Really?
Even the lot of assistance, much easier, but still, so readability, I think better, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brain is very much an XML brain. I learned XML a long time ago. So for me, it is easier to read XML, but I think that may just be my brain, not the XML. But I think XSD, to be specific to Philip, I think it does have many of the same challenges. It does have extension challenges and sort of a difficulty in, I think you can more easily extend an existing object.
Yeah.
But it's harder to constrain an existing object. It's almost the reverse, I think, of Jason's schema. But it's been a long time. It's been more than 10 years that I did production at XSD. So it would need more work for me.
Yeah. But if I have no assistance to validate and the schemas, I think it's very mostly impossible to write a very complicated schema.
Yeah.
In JSON, Descartes.
Both actually, to me,
yeah.
The schema idea in general has limited value, right? I mean, we don't use schema when we communicate, right? We don't talk in schema. This is an invention we've created, and always the schema falls short, right? Like that's what you're working on, Koriyama. You like are creating more schemas to make up for how difficult it is, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They're a good construction, but I think they will never be complete. So I'm always interested in how far close you get, but I'm not too worried about, you know, completing the circle or squaring the circle, we say in this story.
I see. So you think that we can't have a perfect schemas for ARPS document?
No. We don't have perfect schema for HTML.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't have, and HTML has been valuable for 30 years,
right?
But we don't have, we can have like the base, like you say, Koriyama, we have the base, but then there's all sorts of other extensions, right? So I think it's okay. I mean, we can get close. It's like, I forget this concept in math, right? Where you keep trying to solve to see how close you can get, but you never really get to the end. I may be off, but.
Yeah. But even that, I also want to state my current goal is perfect schema. Let me try.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that, right? It's always the goal to improve, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Very let good. Me try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to leave a bit early today because I have another meeting at the bottom of the hour. And it is very late for you, Koriyama. You should be sleeping.
Yeah.
Hope everyone stays healthy and safe. I know things are getting a little tough in Europe too. And Philip, Czech Republic seems to be having a challenge.
Yeah, we are best. So, yeah.
Ruling. So bad in the US here.
I just said that we have the most cases in Europe right now, but. Population is just 10 million people in Czech Republic. I'm in Prague. I don't know if Koriyama, you know, I'm sitting in Prague, but don't worry, we will survive.
Yes, just you will. Stay inside.
I know it's not like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's another story.
Yeah, it is another story. I should not have injected, but I just want to tell you both. I wish you the best, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Go on.
See you.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye bye.